For sports news and interviews, visit at BBC Lanksport on Twitter.
BBC Radio Lancashire.
Galley's making progress, Hunt's is as well, so we're hopeful that they might be available. Obviously, if they miss this weekend's game, then I'm sure they'll be fit for the one after the international break. Obviously, Bailey serves a one-match ban and Joe Garner the three-match. We appealed it on Monday, not to get the decision overturned, but this year you can sort of try and get the ban reduced. And we went with our case that Joe didn't intend to hurt the player, eye on the ball, etc. But unfortunately, the FA stuck with the original decision and he's got a three-match ban. So we just think it's a little bit harsh, given sort of it wasn't a real malicious challenge. It wasn't any real intent. It was a lad going for the ball. But you don't get too many decisions overturned in your favour. So we'll suffer the consequences of Joe for three matches. But it does give somebody else a chance now.
Did you have to sort of agonise it over the weekend? Should we appeal the entire thing, or just the severity of the suspension?
Well, we looked at it and we knew that in the previous cases you might get an extra game added to the ban, frivolous appeal, I think is the expression that people use. But we knew that that wouldn't be sort of an issue because we just felt that sort of it was a harsh decision in the first place. So we looked at it and thought, well, let's go for thinking that there won't overturn it completely. Let's go for the reduced punishment. Unfortunately, we didn't get that as well.
Do you think Joe Garner's way of playing is going against him with not just one official, with other officials as well at the moment?
I think he's a marked man. I think people know what he does. He's obviously got to probably learn what he needs to do and what he can and can't do as well. I certainly can't take away the edge that he has to his game and what he does, but when you look at some of the decisions he's had against him this year in general player bookings that he's got, there's other cases of players that have got miles away with miles more than Joe has. And that's, I'm not saying that referees are going into any game thinking I'm going to keep an eye solely on Joe, but they know his reputation and they do sometimes let other players get away with more lenient things. We look at the weekend, there was certainly a number of incidents at the weekend where there was no consistency. And that was my biggest gripe at the weekend, was the inconsistency of the referee, that our players were getting booked for similar instances, their players weren't getting booked. And ultimately that's cost me one of my players. And one of their players never got a booking, which could have resulted in another second yellow card later in the game. So the inconsistency of it all was very poor, I thought. Obviously, I've been in a lot of dialogue with David Allison from the in charge of the referees, sort of Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, just sort of putting my case across of what I thought needed to be done and wasn't done correctly.
Does that help, speaking to the authorities? Has it got you anywhere in reality?
Well, he's answered a few questions, yeah. I think it's something that David knows, that when I ring him, he knows that it's something that I'm not overly happy about. I don't ring him every week, but the certain managers might be on the phone more than I do. But he knows that when I ring him, I'm not happy with certain situations. And he explained, sort of, he looked through the DVD, looked at all the key incidents and agreed on certain things, saw the referee's perspective on one or two other things. So it's just nice to get a little bit of clarity on the situation. But the biggest thing, my concern was the inconsistency on a lot of the decisions.
Is one of the biggest concerns for you, you're one of your main players before we reach October, is going to be serving four matches. He's already had a one-match ban and now he's got three more to come.
Well, it's part and parcel of Joe's game. As I said earlier, he needs to probably just manage his game a little bit, know that when he can go in for a challenge, when he can't go in it. But it's, look, 5-10 years ago, players wouldn't have had half the bookings that they've had. But it is what it is, and players have to adapt to that and understand that role. As I said, we've got plenty of firepower now and it gives somebody else an opportunity. So Joe's suffering the consequences. Yeah, you'd like to have him available, but it gives somebody a chance that we've brought to the football club to get some games now.
Does it drive you mad that you can't look at yellow cards and look at them and say, well, hang on a minute, that's never a yellow card? We're seeing players booked for simulation. You're watching in the Champions League, look at a replay, it shows it's not the correct decision. But these yellow cards stand and count against players, don't they?
Well, they do. You look at Bailey Wright's second yellow card at last weekend, that the lad is more or less going down before Bailey's touched him. And a similar case for the lad in the first half on Adam Reach. Exactly the same scenario, doesn't get booked, and that's what I'm talking about. So you could pick the bones out of every decision, and we could be talking about referees constantly when you shouldn't be. But there should be some circumstances where you can potentially appeal a yellow card. But I suppose that entails a lot of paperwork, and maybe they don't want any more paperwork than they've got potentially.